Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Inda, Varemini. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And we had to kick it off with a Black Coffee song because it's his birthday today. He turns 43.
Wow. Doesn't look a year over 40.
Yeah, he looks very young. He ages very well.
This is the song that made me fall in love with Black Coffee. When this song came out, I was like, oh my goodness, what the fuck is this?
How long ago was this?
This was came out in 2007. Yeah, one of my favorite songs he's ever done. Ah, this one killed it. And since then, you know how many hits he's done?
Well, plenty.
Yeah. But I've never really been like a big fan of house music.
Oh yeah?
So I can literally like point to a number of Black Coffee songs that I know.
Yeah.
Me
so,
too.
Like, yeah. So anyway, welcome to Ladies and Gentlemen, episode 40, Podcast and Chill. Lynn is here. I am here. And if you're wondering who that voice is, it is our guest ghost lady. And we've got so much to talk about on the podcast today. Let me just start off with, unfortunately, we have lost the ghost lady. So we need a new ghost lady chief.
Now we've got a visitor. We'll just have visitors come through.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But what do you think? Do you think people should like enter if they want to be a ghost lady? Wouldn't that be cool?
Open up the industry.
Yeah.
Okay. Ghost lady. I wanted to do it the other week and then you were all up in my face. Like, so now you think it's a good idea?
I've always thought it's a good idea, but we couldn't do it because we had a ghost lady.
She wasn't here.
Yeah. So yeah, we are looking for a new ghost lady. If it is you, drop us a WhatsApp. Drop us a video explaining why you should be the ghost lady on our WhatsApp line. Is it still functioning, our WhatsApp line?
Yeah, it works. It's just temporarily out of city.
Or drop us an email. All the info is right here.
Podcast at thisismcg.com.
That's if you want to be a ghost lady on the show. You know, you can't just assume people want to be ghost ladies.
Why wouldn't you want to be? This is like the coolest.
Yeah.
You get to say whatever you want and nobody gets to see you for you to account for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So you can talk a whole lot of shit.
And by the way, if you want to be famous, then this is not the channel.
Okay, I'm leaving.
But if you're a ghost lady, like, you're a ghost, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's what we had, the problem we had with the previous ghost lady. She wanted to be famous.
Okay. I plead the fifth.
Oh my God, guys.
I plead the fifth on that one.
We're holding her back, chief.
I plead the fifth on that one. I'm not involved.
Another announcement to make is that we are officially on iTunes. Ooh. Yes. You can now check out the podcast on iTunes for all you iPhone people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know. When did this happen?
It happened on Friday. That's when we got accepted.
Oh, that's yeah. Oh, so you go through a process.
Yeah, there's a whole process, and then now I'm trying to get us on Spotify as well.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Dope.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is Spotify?
Spotify, what is that? It's like iTunes.
It's the same. It's like a music streaming platform.
Yeah.
I think it's Spotify and iTunes and there's something else, I think. I think there's another one. I can't remember.
Are you guys excited about the roast of AKA? Because it's premiering tonight.
Absolutely not.
Where is it premiering?
No interest whatsoever.
On Comedy Central.
Chief, I don't have premium, so I'm not going to watch it.
Come watch it at our house, then.
I don't have premium, Chief.
Why are you keen on it?
I don't know. I'm just not really an AKA fan. Like, I don't find him interesting. I don't really, no, not interested.
I watched the Sumizi one. Did you watch the Sumizi?
I did.
That was
fun.
That was lit.
That was awesome. Actually, but it was always going to be awesome. I mean, it's Sumizi.
My favorite roast to this day in this country is still the one. Yeah, Steve Hofmeyer.
Oh, that was lit. That was lit.
That was lit.
I didn't see that
so,
one.
So, I think Kenny Kunene subsequently came
that
after
was amazing.
That.
I love Kenny's one.
It was, for me, it was okay.
Yeah.
And then so Mizzi's one was dope. The panel was dope. Yeah. Skumba killed it.
Yo.
Yeah, he.
I, they were throwing, hey, they were throwing shots. I saw Nomzamo in some other light. Fresh.
Yeah.
Even what's his name? The African singer guy.
Is it Johnny Flismas or I don't know?
No, not John Flismas. John Flismas, I think, was in the first one.
Wasn't it Steve Hoffman?
No,
man, I'm talking about the Somizi one. There was the African singer.
It's the guy
his name.
With the guitar, walks around with the guitar.
No, not him. He's
don't
like,
they all the Africans singers?
No, he's not a singer. I think he's a comedian, actually.
No, he's there was a comedian.
There was a comedian. Oh,
a white guy was a comedian who was like wearing like those woolen jerseys that your grandmother would sew for you.
He wasn't bad.
And there was a white guy who is he sings Treferos, man. What's his name?
I see his face. Like, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm actually getting very
Kurt Darren.
There we go.
What did you Google? Afrikaans guy. It's so easy. Roast.
Afrikaans guy with the guitar.
So yeah, I thought he was pretty dope. Mbalula as well was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was he was
funny. Just after he got let go as sports minister.
Yes, yeah.
But it felt like the roast of Ntsiki Maswai more than Somizi.
Yes, it did. True. But I mean, she signed up for that. I mean, it was always going to happen. Yeah. Ntsiki's got just a whole lot of backlash.
So we're recording this Monday night. So by the time this video comes out, I'm sure the roast of AK is going to be trending because it's pyramid tonight.
Yeah, we'll check it out. I wanted to go, but by the time I woke up, tickets were sold out.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be as great as Somizi because just looking at the panel, they all look like AK's groupies.
Who's on the panel?
Jeez, man. Okay, let me go panel.
Papa Penny's there.
Yeah.
Why is he there? I heard actually.
And
that
Moshe,
he's...
what?
Moshe's funny. I think he's Moshe's so adorable. There.
Pearl Tusi, I think, was Pearl the there. Roast master or
Speedster,
something like that.
Speedster, I think, is there.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You see what I mean?
It is like...
Yeah. Like, who's going to take a shot? If Speedster takes a shot at AK, he's not going to get a future.
That's true.
And AK looks very sensitive. Like, he looks very
emotional. He just genuinely is. But even on social media.
He comes across as somebody who can give as much as he can take. As well, you know,
because Somizi didn't care. He didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care, but he was ready. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm not particularly
amped.
I'm not feeling it, man. Mm. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. In any case, maybe that's just me saying I'm not feeling it because I know I don't have facilities to watch it when I get home.
Do you think they told him, okay, you can't talk about Bonang Zindle?
That would be so lame, though.
Dude!
It would be so lame if they're like...
But I think in the whole... And those that know, please
Because that's
us know.
What we want to hear. Like, that's why people pay to go and see that show.
Yeah.
It's because we want to, you know?
And my thing is, like, as somebody who's getting roasted, I reckon there's, like, a do's and don'ts type of thing on the panel on some. You can't speak about this. You can't speak about this. You can't speak about that. Which sort of like waters it down a bit.
Mm.
But at the end of it all, there are those that are able to still maneuver and find ways to land those punches. Mm. Like it happened with Somizi, Steve Hoff, Meyer. But I think the two of them were like, just fucking bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah. You know? Who do you think we should be roasting next?
Next.
Kiss who?
It's like I'm out.
Who would you want to see being roasted next?
I would like to see Julius Malema being roasted.
That would be epic.
And he would be epic.
Mm. Oh no, he would be amazing. I would love to see that. I'd actually go.
Yeah.
I'd actually go because I'm actually a fan.
You sure was?
Nah. It's in giving back, you see. Mm. Like, can you roast him?
The spice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But actually, that commission of inquiry is basically the roast of Musholozi. If you think about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, but now would be dope. And then the panel could be all the rappers she's chowed.
Oh my God, you make it sound like such a hoe.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Wow. I am not involved.
No, I'm kidding. I love
I'm the
man.
Ghost lady. I can say whatever I want.
I love
for today.
She was actually the first person to get me on live. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's
been
awesome.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Oh.
Wow, that's awesome.
I didn't know. Yeah. You've been around most.
I went.
Yes.
see. Yeah. What do you guys think about The Bachelor? Have you guys been watching it?
I have. I actually just got into it because I'm like such an epic fan of the one in the States. And like, I was just like rolling my eyes at this thing when it first came out. And I started watching it. And it's actually pretty good. Are there any black chicks? There are black chicks. And it looks like this guy is into black chicks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Is there a Mbali there? There is a Mbali.
A light skin girl, I think.
I don't know. I don't have premium.
I keep forgetting. I'm even like getting into it.
You're going to talk about Bachelor, Rose, Game of Thrones. Don't invite me to that party.
So I've been trying to get my girlfriend into Game of Thrones. So when the new one drops, she's caught up, right? Dude, we're still on season one. Because after each episode, she falls asleep.
Oh my God. How do you fall asleep?
During Game of Thrones.
You can't. Like, that is like...
We're not going to have a Game of Thrones conversation again.
No, let's not.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Yeah, so you're saying The Bachelor. So how is it looking so far?
I think it's amazing. Hey guys, like it's pretty close to like the essence of the one in the States, but it's got like our flavor. Mm. And The Bachelor seems like a good guy. Like it just has like.
Is he hot?
He's okay. I'm not into like white guys, but yeah, he's good looking.
Why does it have to take a TV show for him to get laid?
No, he wants to get married. The whole thing is to get married. So you find the one, you have like 17 or 20 girls that you like caught at the same time. Mm. And then at the end of it, you know that you want to marry this person and you marry them. So it just shortens the whole courting process, basically.
So they just basically took what happens in everyday life and put it on TV.
Well, it's not everyday life. It's actually pretty out of the ordinary. Like, no, you go on, like, really amazing dates. Like,
we are, okay, well.
Like, you get flown all over the country. And,
okay, well,
like,
somebody's paying for it.
Yes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
But they're like, setting the scene for the romance.
What I'm saying is like one guy, 20 girls. That's everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, these guys don't have the money that they have on The Bachelor, guys.
Do you think he smashes some of the girls? Like when the cameras
yet.
Are off?
I don't think so, not yet. But it gets to that point though. Like overnight dates. Like it gets to that point where it gets steamy.
So this is like, remember that show, Vuzu Vixens? How different is it from Vuzu
Vixens? It's so different. Which actually, Vuzu no, Vuzu no, no, no.
Where the girls were half naked half the time and they all wanted to be the girl that wins the guy who comes there. Was it just one guy? One guy and about five or six. So there was quite a number of girls.
I never watched that actually.
I actually never did as well.
Yeah.
I used to come across it when I could afford premium. Back then.
You know which one I would watch? The Bachelor Kasi Edition.
You can't even call it The Bachelor. Call it something else. Fuck.
That's like Date My Family on steroids.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, but at least with Date My Family, there's some level of control. Mm. Like, you don't get to, you know, get that close with these people. You just, it's a meet and greet. Date My Family, I feel like, is speed dating. But prolonged, you know. Mare, these bachelors, what's in any? Isn't it like a scenario whereby like everybody is all in the house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see.
But the nice thing about it brings a different dynamic because the girls get to like see each other, so we know that we did dating the same man, which is like nice because you have control as a chick, you know. Whereas when you're dating girls outside of that. The guy is probably just like shagging everyone and you don't even know about it. And that's where, you know,
it's
so
fine,
if you know who you are sharing your man with, you have some sort of control. You know that, okay.
You're on a need to know basis and you don't need to know who you're sharing with.
No, but that's the point of The Bachelor.
Okay.
So you're married. If your husband breaks up with you and then goes on The Bachelor.
I don't know. Like, that's his life.
They're not together
anymore.
If he
wants to be a loser, he can, by all means.
He's like, I've been deprived.
I'm just going to go at it.
Unleashed.
Yeah.
A lot of guys like being unleashed.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
A lot of guys like being unleashed.
Is Date My Family still a big thing? I haven't watched it in such a long time.
I don't watch it anymore.
It's still on.
It is still on. Wow. It's still on. But you know what? When I catch an episode, like, it's like chances. You know, it's like people that are not really they just really want to get famous.
Exactly.
They just want to come on and just like, and like train.
Our previous ghost lady must go there.
Maybe we must take
you guys
there.
Are so savage.
Maybe you must go there.
Me?
Yeah. I'll be like, all right, this is McG from podcast and shit.
Wear t-shirt.
Yeah.
I promise you, a subscription would be out of this world.
I think that's what people do because a lot of people seem to be going
that's
there
exactly
to advertise
what they do.
Whatever.
Push their business.
Yay.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wear a t-shirt. Go there with my equipment.
Yeah. Like, you know, during my spare time, you know, I'm a vlogger, you know. Like, yeah, you know. Yeah. So I'm looking for a girl. And you know you're not looking for... You're not looking for a girl, really. It's just a free date and you get to drive around in that cool car that they drive.
Do you know why he's saying I'm a vlogger? Because do you know, Rana Kara, this is not a podcast. We are vlogging. Don't lie to us. You're fucking vlogging.
That is so classic. Oh my God.
But how do you get onto it? How do you get onto my family?
I suppose you write. You send an email to the guys that work there.
Yeah.
Let's
send an email now. Why not?
For who?
I think you should. For yourself, MacGyver.
Yeah,
let me go.
But don't you get those details after the show is done?
Okay.
No, but you can get the details on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a website?
Yeah. How?
I don't know.
It's on Mzansi. It's a proper production, bruh.
No, I know it is a proper production.
Let's draft. And my signature is the podcast and chill signature. Let's draft the email. Good day. Hi. This is...
My name is McG.
My name is McG.
And... Oh, shit, wait. If you go on... Oh, no, then it means if you go... Then you're going to meet other families because I would have thought that maybe they would make you one of the guys that a girl is looking for. That means you would have
that would
a
be
family.
The worst
so
possible outcome.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
That would be the worst possible outcome ever. Like, just be specific that you want to be the bachelor.
Yeah. My name is McG.
Yeah, no, we're still compiling the draft, but who would be your family?
Hey. I'd be your family. I'll volunteer.
If my family's wretched, they're gonna embarrass me. Can get friends to be your family?
You actually can.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get you.
I get again.
Why, Lynn? Why?
Free airtime. Free airtime on television. Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's not my style.
Yeah.
But do it for the team.
I'm taking one for the team.
How?
Go for
can't
it. You? No. I'm gonna be very rude and nasty to whoever's gonna come through. And you know me.
Hey, but you know what'd be worse? If I'm one of the guys that she must choose from, then she's like, mm-mm.
I don't like him. He's not ambitious enough.
He works from home.
Yo, that is classic. I'm
he's
a Senezi.
He's a vlogger.
He's a vlogger.
He interviews important people on YouTube. How did they describe you again in Pretoria? Or you interview celebrities on YouTube.
Yeah, aren't you that guy that interviews celebrities? Oh, you know what happened, which was worse.
Okay, that fight by mistake. Shooting again.
Yeah, shooting blanks.
Don't let your gun go off.
So last week we had the Heineken event, Ryan Giggs, Champions League trophy thing.
Which was very cool, by the way.
Yeah, freaking awesome.
Thanks for the invite.
No, it was pre-invite.
It was, so we were invited.
Okay,
anyway.
Big shout out to Heineken, man. Yeah. You can advertise on the show if you want. Yeah.
He's doing a Date My Family on his own podcast.
So now there's this guy who's busy taking pictures, right? So he comes to me, he's like, yo, can I take a picture of you? I was chilling with my cousin. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. He's like, no, man, you look familiar. So it's like, what's your name? I'm like, Negogo Nechitangurubar. Because I hate when people recognize me.
Yeah.
It makes things awkward. So he's like, no, man. I recognize you from there, from somewhere. Aren't you the mushroom guy? It's like, yes, man. You were doing an interview with Scoop, ne? And you were talking about mushrooms.
So after all you've done in your life.
That is all you'll be known for, mushrooms.
You are the mushroom guy.
MacGyver.
Yeah. It's like, yo, dope interview, man. Hey, but imagine being called the mushroom guy.
From a guy who interviews celebrities on YouTube to a mushroom guy. Wow, fam.
Oh, man. So wow. Anything that's been happening that I missed? What else did I miss that's been going on?
What has been going on? I don't know.
Yeah.
A plane fell off the sky.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm starting to be afraid to fly now.
Guys, that actually was so hectic.
Mm.
Like, a friend of mine, her husband actually works in Ethiopia. And he was flying out last night. and I didn't know which flight he was on, because I was like, oh, friend, is your hubby, you know, in where he was going, Ethiopia, is he okay?
Yeah.
And like, she was like, didn't you hear there was a plane? Oh, no, actually, I was speaking to my husband, and he was like, there's a plane crash, whatever. And then I phoned my friend. And I was just like,
when are you
going
to say I was speaking to my wife?
Ah, soon. I told
guys,
you.
Like, I got such a fright because I thought, oh my God, like, her poor husband is probably on this flight. Yeah. And apparently, that's not the only flight. It's not the first time it's happened. Mm. So, those are brand new aircrafts, and both of them, like, crashed.
Mm.
How crazy. There's the one how that went, insane is that?
There's the one that went missing a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
The footballer who died just now.
The owner of Leicester.
The owner of Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
And now this.
Was that a commercial flight?
Or no, it was a private.
Private.
Wasn't that a helicopter actually? Not even a...
The Leicester guy, the Leicester owner was a helicopter.
Yes.
And then the other...
Was a private. Private.
The soccer player was a private.
Private light. Was it light air or whatever? There's one that fell in Midrand not so long ago in somebody's backyard.
What?
Mm, yes. You never forget that one.
No.
You never forget that
no.
one.
No, actually, did I ever actually come back and tell you, like, because the lady who was flying that one is actually, you know, I've got a cousin who's like studying medicine at UCT.
Yeah.
Her
you never forget it mentioning her too.
Remember that one.
Yeah. I'm doing a date my family. I'm plugging my family. Her friend was actually the lady.
Can I date?
What?
I can be plugging your family. Can I
will
date?
Kill you.
Mara wife. Other people deserve love too.
I will kill you.
Ooh, Len.
Can you hear the conviction that I have in my voice? I will kill you.
Yeah. Wow.
But anyway,
yeah.
Yes. That lady that fell with a plane was a good friend of hers from high school.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, there's that one. So, there's too many, like, aircraft that are going down, man.
Dude, whenever I fly, I'm always scared, man. Like, the last flight I took was to Brazil, dude. And, you know, like, sometimes it shakes because of, like...
Turbulence. Yeah. Oh,
that shit scares me, bro.
Yeah, that shit is scary.
First thing I think about is Final Destination.
Grish. Which one?
The first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. That was...
But you know what's pretty fucked up, right? And I always do this to myself. You know when they say you dribble and you play yourself? I do this without fail. I watch Air Crash Investigation almost all the time.
You're jinxing yourself, dog.
And my job requires me to do a lot of flying.
Oh my God.
So now imagine me going into a flight.
Yeah.
To a point whereby, while I'm going to Durban, I'm going to Cape Town, PE, whatever, I literally put on headphones and I force myself to sleep because I don't.
Take a sleeping pill. That's what I do.
Take
a sleeping pill.
What if I oversleep?
Yeah, but at least you won't see the whole thing go down. Like, you'll just be dead. You'll wake up and you'll be in heaven and that's it.
If you're sleeping, how can you join the Mile High Club if you're sleeping?
What Moral High Club?
Mile High Club.
Oh, Mile High Club. I don't know.
Mm, if you're sleeping.
Now, when I see the plane going down, I want to say a prayer. Forgive people.
Say a prayer
that
before you take the sleeping pole.
Forgive people that have done me wrong or that I have done wrong. Forgive the world. You know, say goodbye. Take a selfie. Send a WhatsApp. Those kind of things. You know?
You joined the Mile High Club.
What is that?
Were you chowing in the plane?
No.
You've never.
I fly commercial. Where am I going to do that?
I mean, people do it in commercial as well.
Nah, geez.
Just do it in the bathroom.
There are some things that I just don't. It's like going to the cinema and rocking at the cinema. I've never done it. I don't see any fun or joy.
Do people actually do that? Because I would be so fucking shocked. I would seriously be grossed out.
You don't do that with your husband, man. Spice shit up. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, with my husband.
You look for the
that's
most.
Fine.
You look for the most dullest, boring.
He's doing
movie.
It on his own. I'd be like very judgmental.
You look for the most dullest, boring movie that probably has like three people watching it. And you go sit at the back.
Oh yeah, we've done that.
Yeah. You know,
sit at the back and or then, right in the front.
Yeah,
I know. Well, if you're in front, you're gonna see.
Like, no, you're not gonna see anything.
This movie, what's going on? But if you're at the back, like, you know, we're not gonna be like
twisting our necks.
You know,
I've only had a hand job in the cinema. Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
Talking from experience.
Yeah, that's easy. Nah, boring.
Like I said, I can't relate.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
Live a little,
yeah,
Lynn.
No, I do live.
You sound like if you're in your bedroom, there's no action.
Yes. Yes.
I've done a car.
Everyone's done a car. Come on.
We all have our ceilings. Like your ceiling, my ceiling. You've probably done. he's probably done some most ridiculous shit.
No, but since
I could believe that because he's a DJ, so I could believe I could believe you've been around the block.
No, because I had a superstition that if you chow in your car, it brings bad luck. I didn't believe it until I wrote off two cars, and I was like, okay, maybe
you were wrong. Joke?
See,
oh my god, you're
like,
joking.
Maybe this is the thing, eh?
I don't know if that superstition works with me, but yeah.
Yeah, but there's a superstition like that. You've heard of it before, no?
I know. I've lost a car because of it.
Nah.
How do you know, guys, that it's because of that? Like,
well, I've been charged in this car, and I still have it.
which child is going to allow themselves?
Stop! I'm gonna stop you right there.
Let's not.
To be charging my car. No, you say that because my car's trash.
Is your scooter back, by the way?
No.
I was driving here, and I remember us putting your scooter in the boot of my car that one time.
No, it's gone for service. I need 1.5 to get it out.
Yo.
So when you're unemployed, 1.5 is a lot.
We all just keep quiet, like, yeah, nah, that's a lot of money.
You know what I mean?
No, even if you are employed, 1,005 is a lot, bro.
Nah, 1,005 is nothing, man.
Okay, excuse us.
Okay.
But yeah, as I was saying, sorry, I interrupted you there. As I was saying, planes falling down, that shit is scary, man. And yeah,
what's scary about a plane is when it's about to land. Fuck, it's scary.
I think when it takes off and when it's about to land. Nah, I think those are the worst.
For me, those are the two, like, that's chill. Like takeoff and landing, even though some pilots land shit, but there are those pilots who know how to rock the boat. You know what I'm saying? But with a plane falling, the messed up thing about it is, I remember some comedian made a joke about this. I think it was John Flismas. He's like,
oh, he's funny. He's hilarious.
Really? Oh, I don't find him funny at all.
Serious?
At all. I think he's so
crude.
Yeah, he's too crude for me.
But that's the beauty about him.
I think everyone has their own flavor for like comedy. Like everyone has their own thing, you know? So like, yeah, like he's not up my alley at all.
Nah, I dig him. I think it's
cool. Give me your top five in SA.
Oh my God. It must be Robbie Collins, Mojack, Titi, Skumba, and Loiso.
I only know two people you mentioned there.
Really?
Skumba, the rest, I'm like, who the
really?
Hell are
you don't know Robbie Collins?
Nah, who's that?
Isn't he the guy
who
played...
He is so hilarious.
The tall colored boy.
The tall colored guy. He is so funny.
He was like a gay
and
guy
Mojack
on
a series.
On Rockville. Yeah.
Let me Google him. What's his name?
Very funny.
Robbie Collins. I think thing is funny. I like his dry sense of humor. Who's this comedian who supports Manchester United?
Loiso.
He's South African.
Yes, he's South African. Loiso Gideon Oliphant. There we go.
Who am I searching? Robbie?
Is he a color guy?
Yes.
Robbie who?
Collins.
Collins. Robbie. Like as in C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Collins. Robbie Collins.
Yeah.
Comedian.
You know him. If you see his face, you'll be like, ah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks familiar.
Not Bobby Collins.
Yeah, but... This one, it's him.
Yes, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And Dylan Oliphant, I think he's funny.
I like this guy. He's got
is
a
Dylan
special...
Oliphant the really, really light one, the tall one with the weird looking guy?
Is he light? He's not light. He's got like a dry sense of humor.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. He speaks in a way. It's like monotone, like when he speaks. Oh, yeah, he is funny. I love him as well.
He's got a Netflix special with like Luis Ogola and Dumi.
Is that Titi?
What is that Netflix special called?
Comedians of the World.
There's a guy like
that. Is it
the
guy, the last one?
Because
I get it the way it goes. There's a doctor guy. Doctor, he was on Pure Manate as well. He's the one who starts off.
Yeah, not him. Let me see.
I haven't watched that Netflix special. How is it?
Oh, it's dope, man. That
really?
Guy's funny. What's his name?
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I think his name is Loiso as well.
I think it is Loiso.
Yes. Loiso
Madinga. That's Madinga. The one I'm saying. Yes. Did you guys think I was speaking about Loiso Gola?
Yes.
Oh, okay, no, I was talking about Madinga. Madinga is very funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Special Gola is also funny.
No, but Gola's grown though. Yeah. He was never that funny. Like he's had to build up that craft. Like he's not originally funny.
Kagiso is funny
as hell. He's got dry sense of humor.
Yeah. I don't.
Kagiso Lediga is funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, big ups on the movie, by the way. And
yes. Oh my god.
To Spuda, that was messed up, man.
Yeah, did you watch the film, guys?
I've been meaning to go.
No. You have to go watch it. Matwetwe, yeah.
Oh, and I think Steak Unico is doing a really cool thing on the 14th and the 15th, if not the 13th and the 14th, where you can go watch Matwetwe at half price and all the proceeds go to
the family. That's epic. That's amazing.
Nice. That's dope.
Did you watch Matwetwe? You didn't take.
No, I haven't.
When I did go to the movies this week.
Movies are expensive.
Dream Black Panther.
No.
Because I know that's the last time we went to the movie.
That is so funny.
Yeah, but I like Loisa Madinga.
Yeah, Loisa Madinga is epic.
Oh, we should have him on the podcast, dude.
I know him.
Why is Trevor?
Do you know him?
Well, I don't know him, but I can get you a contact. I can get you together with him. Yeah.
Why is Trevor in none of your lists?
Trevor's not ours anymore, guys.
Okay. For me, Trevor's PG-13.
Yeah, and he's not ours anymore, guys.
Does being a comedian, do you have to be 18?
No.
No, I just like crude jokes.
Oh.
I like rude jokes.
Oh.
Like, Trevor plays it safe, you know?
He has to,
you know what I mean?
But there's a style for everybody.
Yeah, true.
That's why he's like never been epically rude, though.
No.
He's always been that way, so...
Yeah.
But his last special was not nice. It didn't go down that well for me.
Really? Son the one Patricia, on Netflix? No, I enjoyed
didn't
that.
Enjoyed it. Didn't enjoy it.
Well, I know him, so I have to say I enjoyed it.
No, he's a pretty cool guy.
Fucking dope guy.
To be invited by the president.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, dude, let's hang, let's talk. I want you to help me with some.
Yeah.
But big ups to him because he took his friends with.
Who? Caesar Long?
And Kaya Tlang.
That has to be the coolest clique.
That is the coolest. I want to be part of that clique.
Are you saying they're a clique because most of them are Xhosa?
Fucked up.
That has to be the coolest clique.
That, I want
to
be a part of that clique, bro. Yo.
It's Trevor Noah.
She's with Chromo.
Yeah, and then there's Kaya Tlang, I think, on there.
Anelim Daughter. The conversations they must have because they're all fucking millionaires.
Bruh. Yeah. Do you even think they talk about money? I think it's like not even an issue anymore. It's like, whatever, guys. We have so much of it.
So that's why we spoke about 1,500. because money is a problem up in here. People that got money,
they don't talk about money.
Yeah, but that's a cool clique, man.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of this clique anymore, guys. Like, I feel very insecure.
And for some odd reason, it feels genuine.
Yeah.
Because a lot of cliques in the game look like they are there because, like,
which one in particular? So, which one would you say doesn't look real?
Like that old Zintle, Lerato, Khanyago, Pearl Tusi for me.
You don't think so?
Nah, it doesn't look genuine. Maybe Pearl Tusi
and Zintle. Pearl Tusi and Zintle look genuine, though. That looks like a genuine friendship.
But Lerato looks like she wants to get gigs. I want association.
Nah. Blessed guy association. You're so rude. Mike, you're so rude.
Yeah. No, but you have to align yourself with certain people if you want to get ahead. Like, for instance, there's a guy who is, he's a homie.
Who?
All right. No, but there's a guy who's a homie.
I want to know.
Oh, you can't
just be like, Nyahleba, and we are, okay. No, guys.
The guy who came here, Mac Millen. Yes. Yeah. He's like genuine friends with Nelson Makamu. But he doesn't go around on some like.
Yeah, Mac.
I don't know who Nelson is, guys.
The guy who
you need to know him.
Really? Yeah. Is he an artist, like a painter?
Yeah, he's a big deal.
I love that shit.
The last time Oprah was here, Oprah bought a piece from him.
Jokes.
Yeah.
No lies.
Oh. I have to see one of his
exhibitions.
Speaking
about money, I came across an article, right?
See? No money.
You're so rude.
Top 10 richest people in South Africa. Do you guys want to go through the list?
Please, let's go through it.
I want you to guess how much the person I'm going to mention is worth.
Cool.
So in the top 10, let's start with
number 10.
No, those guys, we don't care about them. Let's start at number 6 with Patrice.
Okay.
Well, how much money do you think
he has? Are we talking US or are we talking rands? In rands, Patrice should be
500.
Because he's a dollar billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean dollar? Oh, dollar billionaire. Okay.
Yes, he's a dollar billionaire. So that's 13. I
think it's about 50 billion.
50 billion.
Yeah.
You live? I'd say just over 100
billion.
Yes.
In South African rands.
25 billion rands.
Oh. Okay.
25.4 billion rands.
That's still a fuckload of money, guys.
Have you ever met Patrice?
No.
You?
I swim in Global Citizen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, no. Hey.
When was this? I can break further.
Yeah.
His son knows my name. Shit. What you talking about?
What you talking about?
Oh, can I say when I met him?
Yeah.
The son was when Usain Bolt was here at Mamelodi Sundowns. I think it was last year, January. The first time Usain Bolt came to the country.
And he was in the training camp and stuff.
And he went to the training camp. Yeah.
How is Patrice as a person?
He seems pretty chilled.
When did you say
he just... He's pretty chilled, man. Okupatao, like... When you're with Patrice, you don't speak about money because, like, you know...
Because, you know, he has so much of it. That's not a conversation.
You like, yo, I've arrived too, man.
Yeah. Where does he even stay, dog?
I don't know.
Yeah?
So crazy.
All I know that he drives a car that's personally registered Downs. But there's many of them, so you don't know which one is which one.
All right. Number five is Ella William Buchanan Gray.
Asaza, stand up. Next.
Oh, Ellen Gray.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Ellen Gray. I'm like, oh shit.
They've got pretty dope ads, I must
say. Yo, the ads are epic.
The ads are dope. The ads are dope. Ellen should be...
Ghost lady,
I'd say
same,
10.
Same.
I'd say 10 billion.
Not 10.
He's number 5.
He's number 5.
Oh, number 5.
So he should be more than 25. So he's about 32.
27.4 billion.
Yo.
Number 3 and number 4. Kwes Becker.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, you're always schooling me.
Wake
me
up when it's black people, please.
There's only one. We're done.
So boring. Oh my God, I can't.
The Guptas are on this list. So they once were, actually. Yeah. Funny enough, at number 9, they were just under a dollar billionaire.
Kwes Becker, 34 billion.
Ghost is 34. Yeah, that's a guy who owns MultiChoice.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. The guy who pays your husband.
Yeah.
So the guy who buys your groceries.
Okay, stop. Okay.
Number 3 is Ivan Glasenberg.
I don't know him. He's probably 35.
75.4 billion.
The gap.
Yep.
God.
Number 2, Johan Rupert.
Okay. Probably like 200. No.
Johan
100.
is 80 going to 90.
I gotta say, I liked him 100. After the power.
Did you? Look, I didn't like him.
My thing is, ne?
Like, this guy's legendary.
He was so annoying. I was just like, shut up.
No. He said some very... He said some truths that were very difficult for a lot of us to swallow.
Like what?
That if you've got money, you go spend it. Yes, it's not all of us.
Yeah.
You go spend it at Taboo. But we're always talking about people who go to Taboo and come out with a bill of 200,000 rands in one night.
Yeah.
But you must understand that that comes from somewhere. You can't just make a statement like that and then not really unpack why people spend money like that in the club.
Take a guess how much it is.
What?
Johan Rupert.
I don't know.
80,
like,
going to 90.
You? Guess
yeah, probably. 90.
88 billion.
Yeah, that's 80 going to 90.
God. Yeah.
So you're right, Lynn.
And then Nikki Oppenheimer, number one.
120.
Just under 100.
105 billion.
God.
What do you do with that money? How many cars can you buy? Like,
you see exactly yachts? What I'm
That's the problem.
That's why I'm not on the list.
He wants to change dynamics in his life so that he can now get it in the car. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Okay, shame. Okay.
The funny thing about it is, and we're talking about cars. Now, today, I was browsing social media and there was this trending topic, and I hate making references back to social media.
Yeah, it's not YFM, chief.
Or Metro, for that matter.
Yeah.
I get about to tell Joagi. So, the trending topic was my vision board.
Yeah.
I kid you not, 7 out of every 10 posts that I saw, their vision boards were a car.
Cars.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I don't care about cars, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I drive the cars I drive.
That's kind of circumstantial.
I was waiting for that.
Not talk shit.
Goodness gracious me. Oh my goodness. We're almost out of time. Oh my goodness.
You used to have a meaning when
But what's wrong with that? You know, that's aspiration. You know? What? Like if you want to have a car, if you have a lot of money and your aspiration is having
a car. I got no qualms with it. Whatever tickles your fancy, it's your money, spend it however you want to spend it. I couldn't care.
If you wanna swim with it, swim like swimming. What can I get my Uncle Scrooge? If you wanna do that shit,
yeah,
go right in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's your
whatever
money.
Floats your boat.
Because if you don't drink, we spend money on alcohol. You might be thinking, why the fuck are you drinking?
Exactly, that's
you're wasting
true.
Your money, you know. But
true.
We love to, you know, get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah,
but alcohol makes costs sense. Money.
Hey, too much.
Yeah,
it actually is. Yeah. It's expensive.
Big ups to Heineken, by the way.
see.
They gave us. Hey, look.
Oh yeah, speaking about cars, just in closing, what did you think of old Taxify changing to Bolt?
Huh?
What's happening?
Taxify. They're not changed, they rebranded.
To Bolt.
Called Bolt, yeah.
Oh no, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been coming under
under fire.
Yeah.
Yo.
Is it new management?
No, they just changed the name. It's like Taboo changing to Cocoon. Or whatever.
Yeah.
No, man, Taxify has been getting hit hard. And the drivers that drive Taxifies have been doing a lot of people wrong. They've been doing a lot of people
I thought
dirty.
That was Uber.
I've never had any bad experiences with Uber.
Uber has the,
I haven't had, but I've heard.
Uber has the ducks. Not ducks in a row per se. Uber has those stories, but most that I've heard are overseas, not in South Africa.
Yes, yes.
With women getting raped and stuff.
Most of those stories that I hear are literally Taxify stories.
Yeah,
or the company formerly known as Taxify.
I heard that on the BBC Minute the other day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit, that's
Do you listen to radio now?
When I'm in the car, what else can you listen to?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's not like we can stream podcasts.
I can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know what?
Stop going back to MacGyver's car, please.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So do you think they had to get permission from Bolt to use the name Bolt?
Which Bolt?
Which Bolt? Usain Bolt. Yeah.
Not really. Depends. They could. Do they spell it the same? B-O-L-T?
Yeah.
Or is it B-O-L-T-T?
No, it's B-O-L-T.
Nah, Taxify is... No, I doubt they did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe
what's their logo looking like?
It's like green. Let me show you now. It's like green and stuff.
Does it come remotely close to what a Bolt looks like?
Nah, not at all.
Yeah, but that would be so cheesy though. As
but
well.
Out of
like,
all
you
the
just
names
think
they
out the box.
With, they came up with Bolt.
Bolt.
Ugh.
Bolt Taxify, there we go. See, there's the logo.
But the name Taxify was cool.
I love
it. Hey, Kenny Kunene has a new taxi app.
Yeah?
Kenny Kunene says his new taxi app is 40% cheaper than Uber and Bolt. Wow. I'm sure when you get into it takes you to his clubs.
Yo, I would
whether you want to or not.
Kinda which one do
I would
own
use his taxi service?
Zah.
Oh, Zah.
Did you ever go?
Yeah, I played there a couple of times.
I loved Zah, guys.
Amazing.
Zah was epic.
I've never been to Zah.
Oh, Zah was amazing. That's probably one of my best clubs ever.
Yeah. I mean, people get surprised that there are so many clubs that they mention that I've never been to.
Yeah.
And Ink, what happened to Ink?
Yo, Club Ink.
Papa Bola.
Yes. Hey, revealing our age now. Anyway,
I bumped into you once at Ink.
Is it?
Yeah, back in the day.
Did I try Shane,
you were so nice. You
were...
No, actually, you were good.
Mm. What car were you driving?
No, I met him in the club. Like, what?
Probably during the days of PLP, but that's an inside joke.
It was when you were at YFM.
Ah.
So you were really popular then.
Mm. Then, did you hear?
Then.
Now I'm the mushroom guy. It explains why we've got, 6,000 subscribers.
That's good.
And we have to take you to date my family.
Big shout out to every single person that subscribed. Yeah, man, do subscribe. Woo-hoo! Let's get it to 10,000 so we can throw a party for Len. He wants us to throw a party. Is that 50 episode or 10,000 subscribers?
Let's see which one comes first.
Which one comes first, man? Because this is episode 40, so we've got 10 more episodes.
No, I better have VIP to that party. I don't want to struggle, I don't want to be waiting at... the door.
See, she already she's... superstar.
Yeah, exactly. One episode.
guys, really, no. Why am I struggling when I know people?
Goodness, we are here. And yeah, do send those videos. We are looking for a new ghost lady. If that is you, hit us up. Don't forget, Black Friday is coming. We couldn't upload last week Friday because there was load shedding in yeah. So yeah, but we'll upload this Friday.
I was going to ask, did you not pay electricity?
No, I did. No. And I've got a video coming up with Ntsiki Mazwai. It's going to drop Thursday morning. You don't want to miss that. It was lit.
She's cool. I like Ntsiki.
She was talking about a DJ that she chowed, who was her worst lay of her life. And she mentioned which DJ it was.
She must just keep quiet.
Marwai, she's telling the truth.
Out of the nigga lay there like a
is
chicken.
Was she ever positive in the actual interview?
No, it was chill, bro. I don't get any vibes like how people perceive her. It was very chill.
Ntsiki's very cool.
Yeah, it was a very cool interview. But anyway, do check it out. We are out of here. Guest Coast Lady, what do you want to say, love?
I want to say thank you for having me. And guys, please vote for me to come back on because, you know, stardom is my life. There is a vote since I've said so. And yeah, just vote for me.
Wow. Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.